Speaking at a media briefing on Thursday, Health Minister Dr. Joe Phaahla said South Africa had reached a historic day and major turning point since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic. Phaahla was speaking regarding Wednesday's scrapping of COVID-19 regulations governing the use of face masks, limits on gatherings, and testing and vaccination rules for those entering the country. The minister also cautioned South Africans that the virus was not gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we believe it's indeed a very historic day where we have reached a major turning point since the outbreak of COVID-19, both in the world and in our country specifically. Daily infections rose during May from as low as about 250 per day to reaching high levels of just under 8,000 on the 15th of May, with a positivity of 22% on the 1st of May and 20% on the 15th. But by mid-June, the situation had taken a very positive direction, with decline in daily cases, a decline in hospitalizations, a decline in positivity rate, a decline in the reproductive number of the extent to which the virus replicates and infects the next person, and also decline in the reported deaths. Having monitored the positive direction, this positive direction for more than 3 to 4 weeks, we came to the conclusion that the peak infection, which we also attributed as a small fifth wave, driven by this sub-variant I've mentioned too, but not driven by any variant of a new variant of concern, that this fifth wave was indeed dissipating quite quickly, and that there was no more any imminent and risk, you know, in terms of the COVID pandemic. It is on this basis that we approached the NCCC and the National Health Council, which is made up of MECs of health, that we're making proposals that the limited regulations which we had promulgated should be considered for repeal. And this was supported by the MECs. And as of yesterday, we got the approval from Cabinet that we can go ahead and repeal the remaining regulations. We just need to end with a caution that the COVID-19 virus is still around. It's not gone. It's still here.
Here are some South Africans weighing in on the matter.
So I feel like the restrictions have been lifted, yes, but the one for wearing of masks, I think it should still be in place, because we've also seen in the past 2 years that, more especially during the winter season, that flu and cold don't spread easily because we are wearing masks. Now we'll be in overcrowded places without wearing masks.
I'm relieved about it. The mask was quite an issue for me, especially when it came to school. Understanding the teachers and listening to them was a bit of an issue.
I feel that restrictions with regards to the wearing of masks have been lifted too soon. This season's decrease in temperatures is likely to increase the transmission of the coronavirus. Therefore, I feel that it would have been wiser to lift the restrictions during warmer weather conditions, perhaps in spring or summer.
I think the decision was expected, because I think the government wants to bring the country into a state of normalcy. But I will continue wearing my mask in public, because seeing the rise in the number of new cases, I think yesterday it was over 1,057 deaths.
So now that masks are no longer a need, a necessity, I feel like the numbers are still going to increase. You know how South Africans are, you know how they are. So I feel like it's going to increase numbers again and going to go back to square one.
According to Phaahla, owners and managers of establishments and facilities could decide on how they choose to proceed with the change to the regulations.
It's understandable, therefore, that in these early days, there will be confusion. With time, it will settle. But the main issue is really, again, to say that as a public health measure, it's no more an obligation, as it has been. managers and owners and of facilities can take their time, negotiate, of course, with their clients in terms of how they're going to manage that. If because of the health benefits of a mask in indoor situations, if some of those managing facilities want to retain the safety, because as we say, the COVID and even other respiratory diseases are still around, going to be around with us. So I think let's give it time, and people will really, you know, it will sink, and you know, both as individuals and using facilities and those managers of facilities, will come to a rational decision. That I wouldn't be worried if there is confusion in the first 24 hours as people digest.
For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Demi Buzo.